205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Bob Fletcher, and we're going to be talking about weather modification. Now, we're seeing more tornadoes this year than ever before. Is this simply an act of God? We're finding droughts all throughout the world. Certainly Australia has been suffering a terrible drought, and even some parts of the United States have had droughts. Other areas have had extensive flooding. Perhaps it's just all happening by accident. But we really don't know, because everything that goes on within the military and within many of our scientific programs, financed with your tax dollars, is top secret because, well, it's got to be top secret because we don't want Osama bin Laden, who's hiding in a cave in Pakistan with a laptop computer on is planning to take away our freedom, and we can't let him know what our government is doing about weather modification. Is it really possible to alter the weather? Is it possible to alter the jet stream? Is it possible to create rainstorms in some areas and droughts in the other? Well, with us this morning is a good friend, Bob Fletcher, who's actually analyzed a lot of this. He's put together a great DVD, which we do carry, and we think it's important for you to understand that the government has the capacity to alter the weather, create storms and droughts, and if you doubt that, certainly back in 1970, Zygmunt Brzezinski wrote a book. It was entitled Between Two Ages. This book seems to have largely disappeared. Last time I checked up on Amazon, they were selling for $150 for a book that originally went for $6 or $7, in softbound copy, of course. But there, somewhere between page 55 and 65, and I can always get you the page if you actually want it, Zygmunt Brzezinski talks in the footnote at the bottom how in the future we're going to be able to create storms and droughts and chronic diseases. Well, we know they've created the chronic diseases. Can they create the storms and droughts? Bob Fletcher, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Hi, thank you, Stan. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, you're coming through loud and clear. Tell us about weather modification and what they can do, what they can't do.
Well, exactly to how far they've moved along at this point in time, I'm not sure, but I do know that as far back as 10 years ago, they had converted their, a semi-secret operations in several areas around the world. The United States participation amounted reached a level to where they made it top secret, and it's functioning, primarily a naval and also an Air Force project, and it had kind of been in several different areas. The Navy had done some of it, which was associated with private industry and enterprises, which were familiar with the HAARP locations up in Alaska, which is this gigantic power-generating location. They called it HAARP because it was supposedly the High Altitude Aurora Research Project. That's the HAARP. But reality, beneath the cloak of secrecy, that was one of the main electronic weather control operations. And they had reached a point where apparently they were being successful enough that they had to go into a secret mode. So things have been very, very quiet in terms of trying to get good documentation. But by that time, I had already discovered a whole multitude of undeniable documentation. We have, for example, a big surprise to myself was the discovery that as far back as 1976 and 78, we had gone into a treaty under the United Nations, a formal treaty that actually made the use of weather modification and weather control, the use of that as a weapon of war, was internationally agreed upon that we would not utilize our methods against each other. And this was signed into by Russia, I believe China, but I know Russia, the United States, Canada, and the European nations.
Well, if they didn't have the ability to modify the weather, they certainly wouldn't have put together a treaty saying we promised not to use this in warfare.
Right, and I was able to get an entire copy of that treaty. I understand at this point in time that, in fact, you can't get that copy any longer. A couple of people come back and said they were unable to get it. It was no longer available for general public release. We were able to get it. I had a matter of fact, it was all the way back in 94 when I first was able to get a hold of it. And now I think it's impossible. And basically, what it said, right in the treaty itself, it says, now that we have the ability to create storms, alter the storms and modify the storms, and also to create earthquakes, that we have to agree between the major nations that we will not utilize this as a weapon of war. And of course, you know, treaties that we enter into with the United Nations, with these countries that may be considered our enemies, are kind of a joke anyhow. Nobody ever really holds to that. But the scary part was that there was not any, there's nothing in there, of course, that says that the United States, under their banner of secrecy, if they wanted to, if the people that had control of this wanted to cause enough economic strife in the United States to put us into this one world government, which is what the bottom line was on this, but if they wanted to utilize bad weather to destroy crops and cause a financial problem, which would move us into the world government, there's, of course, no restriction on that. And we have no idea, since it's, a secret or top-secret operation, we don't know when they do it or how or where.
And we'll be back in just a moment with Bob Fletcher. He's got a fascinating DVD. We'll tell you a little bit more about it. He's got some footage on there you just won't believe. We'll be right back here. The American is nothing.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and sitting here, our guest this morning is Bob Fletcher. We're talking about weather modification. You have to understand that they must keep everything secret from the American people. It has nothing to do with Osama bin Laden. They do not want the American people to know what they can do. If you're in the military, if you are a government employee, you dare not speak out. They'll come after you. They'll destroy you. You'll never get another job. And who knows what the implications will be, you know, as far as your family are concerned. Well, Bob, you actually have some footage there from somebody within the military actually talking about this, don't you?
Oh, right. Yes. As a matter of fact, that's on a... well, let's see. I'm trying to recall exactly which one that was. I don't know if that's included in the weather control or in the report that I did called the Weapons of Mass Control. I'm not positive which one of the two has some of that footage. But the in the weather control DVD, we do show the treaty. We also show testimony, etc. For example, statements from Claiborne Pell, who had been a long time, very influential United States senator. And he actually had come forward and admitted that, in fact, we used weather modification in weather control and altering the weather in the Vietnam War. This was actually a little bit after they had already signed this, put together the United Nations Treaty. Then, of course, additionally, there was a rather a surprising news release back in a few years back when the Malaysian countries were being devastated with smoke from these terrible fires that take place in some of the forest areas. And the country of Malaysia actually hired the Russians to utilize their electronic weather modification to create storms big enough to blow the smoke away from their part of the country. Now, so there would potentially lie, of course, what you would call a good application if you were able to do this without causing other damage. But, of course, when you get fooling with the weather, you know, if you create a storm that's going to be sufficient to blow smoke a couple hundred miles out to sea, that would be a good thing. But how do you know that you don't also blow a couple hundred small thatch-roofed houses in Malaysia out to sea along with the smoke? So obviously the ability to create a storm and to double it, multiply it, and do all of those things, that's one thing. But to be able to control it sufficiently to genuinely be able to know how bad or big the storm is going to be, that's another story. Now, in our DVD, we also show the United States patents, which I was able to find and locate on the equipment itself for what is the most, the scariest part of weather control. And that's not seeding it. It's not the old time seeding it, although they are still doing that. They're still doing chemical modifications. dropping things from airplanes and that type of thing in the chemical direction. But the most frightening part is, of course, the electronics, which does a superheating of either the ionosphere, the atmosphere, and or also a given area of the ocean. And by superheating with electronic beams, actually, plasma beams, by doing that, it's sort of like your microwave oven, where they can directionally shoot a beam like a microwave and heat up a given area of the atmosphere.
Now, are you speaking of HAARP specifically?
Well, that's part of it. And we simplify it as a lot of people can just say, it's HAARP. Well, HAARP is only one part of it. We utilize, and the HAARP is, of course, mostly the ground locations of some of these electronic generators and the transmitting points for some of it. But we utilize now airplanes, we utilize satellites, and we're using, of course, also the ground-based HAARP. So what they can do is triangulate a target point, shoot it with what literally is called a plasma beam. It's like a radar slash microwave, and by changing the temperature in a given area, that which we obviously know in nature, when you have the hot and the cold being put in together with one wind going over another or what have you, or the heat of a given area in the ocean, that's what causes all these hurricanes. And then, of course, the major tornadoes and things of that sort are caused by hot or cold layers of air coming in over top of hot layers, and the mixture, of course, is what causes that initial vacuum, so to speak, and generates the original storms. Like just today, now there's two things going on now. I believe we do have people fooling around with the weather and doing it electronically. But then, of course, we have the warming and the changing of the atmosphere by natural purpose or natural actions. So with the weather changing with the natural resources, the natural action of nature, and then on top of it, you start doing these experimental fooling around with Mother Nature, so to speak, we're really going to get an out-of-control situation. We have tornadoes today in Atlanta. Tornadoes in Atlanta is extraordinarily rare. We've had a lot of them this year, seriously damaging Atlanta itself. We have floods in the Northwest. That's due to an extraordinary amount of snow this year up in the Northwest. That's melting as we speak today. Today is a flood emergency in Idaho and Washington in the Northwest.
Well, of course, don't we know that they actually do precipitate some of this snow specifically so that they will actually have, you know, better for skiing conditions in the Rockies and Montana, and also, you know, as a means of getting the water so they can transport it to other states?
Well, the snow, the bottom line is, in the Northwest, we get a certain amount of snow, pretty much on an average, and it's controllable. This last year, the snow was extraordinarily high in Idaho and Washington. This is the area that I live in now, and I've lived all over the country. As a matter of fact, I've now 15 years in Atlanta, Georgia, that I was talking about. But the snow this year was extraordinarily high. We had, in the area where I live in northern Idaho, we had snow in and around our home, around the front yard and the backyard of our homes, about 3.5 to 4 feet up to just about 30 days ago. Now what's happened, we're having hot weather. And of course, now you have to realize if we have 3 feet of it, 4 feet almost all winter in where I am, which is a low level, not necessarily high elevation. But when you go on up into the mountains, which is what we're talking about, and you have 3 times to 5 times the normal snowfall, when it melts in a short period of time, which it's now doing, we actually have flood emergencies all throughout the Spokane, Washington area, and Idaho, and all the adjacent areas, because it's a It's just way, way, way too much snow, more than normal, and it's melting in a very rapid, short period of time. Well, it was 75 degrees to almost 80 yesterday up here.
Well, Chris, we don't know whether this is an act of God or this is something, some little games that they're playing. They have the ability to do it, and everything is top secret. Is there any way we would ever know whether the government is doing these things or whether this is just happening by accident?
Yes, well, and that's the problem. More than likely, we'll never know. And if we do find out about it, it's going to be about 15, 20 years from now, if we're all still here. That would be the big question. But the intent, people, of course, it's real easy to scoff at the concept of conspiracies and the idea that any of this stuff is planned, or these kinds of weapons might be used against us or to put us into the world government, which has, of course, been my concern for so many years, that the agenda for certain international elitists in our country and other countries is to get together and put us into a singular world government. And I discovered a fellow named Harlan Cleveland. Does that ring a bell to you?
Oh, sure. Harlan Cleveland, member of the CFR. He's been around, he probably is dead.
Right. I think that by this time he's passed on, but he was a key personality in developing the concept of world government. And he made a speech released by the Senate Committee on Foreign Relations. He probably made it before the United Nations or did the speech before the Committee of Foreign Relations, the CFR. And in his speech, he said he laid out a plan. He actually gave 9 steps that were required to put us into world government. And he said some of them, which really jump out at us, is, for example, number 5 out of 9 was to provide for the international control of the weather at human command. So this idea of weather control and manipulation was, in fact, one of the 9 primary steps that they had to take to put us into world government. This has started up way back many years ago. It has continued, and, of course, this concept, as we sit today, is very, very close to becoming a reality.
Well, of course, the thing is, if you wanted to create a world crisis, one of the best things to do would be to create a world famine. And if you can control the weather, you can control the planting, you control the harvesting, you can create famine, not only in Africa and third world countries. You conceivably could create a famine even right here in the United States and run food up to the point where people just couldn't afford it.
And we're moving closer to that. We're actually, in the United States, we are actually moving close to the point where we cannot buy food. You can't buy food. We're not going to have, the average working guy, with the fuel cost and all of that, which it then, of course, reflects in more cost to produce food anyhow, and all these other means or reasons that we're being restricted in the growth of food now, in the United States, and that sounds bizarre, but the truth is we're moving in close to that direction. And you have in China, you have this unbelievable earthquakes going on. Remember now, in the treaty, with the United Nations, it actually says we can control the weather and we can control them and make earthquakes. And on that basis, we signed this treaty. And then it goes into the rest of the details. So, when you see the storms, look at it, we have those storms in 2 or 3 of the Malaysian countries as we speak that just killed 100,000 people. Then you have the earthquake over there killing 100,000 people. The places where they had these storms, although they were not big producers, but they did produce food for themselves. They produce rice. Those rice paddies are washed over with salt water today from the storms. They will be no good for at least 5 or 10 years to grow anything. See, so we have this world agenda, the agenda for world government established a long time ago, the mandates which included the control of weather. By the way, it also can included the rewriting of the rules of trade and investment, and that's where the NAFTA and the GATT trade agreements come in. That's number six on this list of nine. The other one, number seven, create world currency. Well, we're moving into that. They've done that in Europe. They created the euro, which is moving towards world currency. The euro, for you know, most everybody realizes that, the euro...
Hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment with Bob Fletcher here at the American Freedom Network.
If you're a woman over 35 and suffering from hot flashes, mood swings, low sex drive, it could be your hormones. Listen to what Suzanne Summers has to say.
All I could think was, who turned up the heat in here? I found out that it's all about balancing bioidentical hormones. My brain is sharp, my moods are even, I'm sleeping great, and I even lost the extra weight in my midsection.
Radiant Clinic is Suzanne Summers' only recommended clinic in Colorado for bioidentical hormones. Look for a location near you at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
And stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest this morning, Bob Fletcher. We're talking about weather modification and the other things that they have the capacity to do. And we know, I mentioned earlier, Zbigniew Brzezinski, Sunni employee of David Rockefeller, personal advisor to Barack Obama at the present time. But back in 1970, Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote Between Two Ages, where he talked about the ability to create storms and droughts that we were going to have in the future. Well, we have it, but we can't let the American people know. All these catastrophes throughout the world, we have to believe, are acts of God, and perhaps they are. We will not know until we have a transparent government. And in a free society, we should know what the government is doing, and they should not look upon the people as the enemy, as they do. Well, Bob, before we go on, I want you to give out your website. I want you to give out your telephone number. We do carry almost all of Bob's DVDs. I think we carry all of them, for that matter, because we think his material is excellent and so vitally important. But you go right ahead.
Sure. Yes, if you want to come in and drop me an email, you can reach me at it's news@bobfletcher.info. That's news@bobfletcher, one word, bobfletcher.info. And use the little at, the little insignia for at, when you send me an email. We'll be glad to send you a list of our available reports that we've done on DVD. All of them are extraordinarily well documented, and we will not put them out if we don't have total documentation. I don't want to get into the category of being just doing things for the sake of doing them. Any of our reports at all are absolutely set you back on your ear. And as a matter of fact, we're finishing up. We're trying to get it done as quick as we can. It's extraordinarily a lot of work into it, and that's a brand new DVD on Sonny Bono's murder a few years back, and we're going to have that completed, I think, pretty soon. Now, as far as dropping us a note on what they call the old snail mail, it's Post Office Bob Fletcher, P.O. Box 216, Bayview, Idaho, 83803.
Give that address one more time.
Sure. It's Bob Fletcher, Post Office Box 216, Bayview, Idaho, 83803.
Well, now, of course, we hear about major earthquakes occurring throughout the world. Of course, earthquakes have always occurred, and how would we know whether they were produced, mechanically, or whether they were an act of God? But tell us what we do know about the ability to actually create earthquakes.
Well, the Earthquake Project, as a matter of fact, has been kept a little more secretive than some of the others. But the earthquake program, basically, it's done. Originally, they were simply experimenting with setting off high explosives down in the ground in certain areas near faults. But what they successfully have done, and I don't know, again, unfortunately, I can't tell you exactly where and to what degree, but it's utilizing this extreme low-frequency vibrations. This is the a manner by which you can, as it came from some of the old Tesla experiments of way back 100 years ago, where he said by certain low-frequency vibrations that he could crack the earth and ring the entire shell of the earth like a bell. That was his own quote. And this was many years ago when he started fooling with what they call ultrasonics. And you have both low frequency and extreme high frequencies. And to my surprise, when I got looking into it, I found out that all the way back in 1948, we were doing things such as biological the disruption and distortion of seeds and eggs with ultrasounds. We were levitating solid mass, actually floating in the air, glass or steel marbles, and floating them in the air by utilizing nothing except high frequencies. And, of course, the high frequencies got involved with later on, became a method under which the Navy was utilizing it to change the weather. And originally, of course, on the positive side, they were taking fogged-in airports, and with ultrasounds, they were banging them, the raindrops, or actually fog, the mist, and banging them with the ultrasound, converting them into a full-fledged rain, which, of course, you can land a plane and take off in the rain, but in a real bad fog, you can't. So that was one of the, let's say, a positive application. But the ultrasonics, they now have moved into the use not only to potentially change the weather and to move the tectonic plates with the extreme low frequencies, vibrations that would cause an earthquake in a given area. But then, of course, they move those into weapons of other sorts, including a type of a weapon that can fry your brain like a microwave cooks an egg in an oven. And they have ray guns, at this type of a X-ray and plasma beam ray guns that they've now been able to even utilize to destroy satellites 150 miles above the Earth. So these are all, in the weapons report that we completed a little while back, called Exotic Weapons of Mass Control, and that's an amazing investigation. That one, of course, has also in that the Commando Solo. Have you had opportunity to look at that yourself, the report where the aircraft actually can do mind control alterations?
No, I really haven't. You have? I'd love to see it.
Yeah, that, I believe, you'll have to pull into your library there. And that is on the Exotic Weapons of Mass Control Part 2. And we actually got on footage that was taken on board, and the commander describes how they utilize electronics to actually convert people's mindsets. They actually can fly over a given area utilizing the special equipment. And on our tape of Weapons of Mass Control, we actually have the commander himself on board the aircraft showing us the equipment and showing the application and where they have done it before. That is a shocking report. It's a kind of a thing that would take the average citizen would really step back and say, wait a minute, you know, you're really talking about Buck Rogers here or the electronic mind control with an aircraft, but you will actually get on board inside the aircraft and have the commander himself explain it to you on the Exotic Weapons of Mass Control DVD.
How did you ever get that footage? Certainly, this is not the sort of thing that anybody else has. We're going to be back in just a moment with Bob Fletcher. Bob does great work. I trust him explicitly, and you can believe what he says. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
More than 31 million Americans have some type of hearing problem. Only 1 in 5 will seek help. Do you frequently misunderstand conversations? Do you often ask people to repeat what they're saying? Do your ears ring? If you're the one who's always turning up the volume on the TV or the radio, maybe it's time to get a hearing evaluation by a professional, certified, caring audiologist. Call Michelle at the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. That's the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Bob Fletcher, and we're certainly talking about these exotic techniques that they have, weapons could be used against the enemy, but they could also be used against the American people. Certainly, if they have the ability to create earthquakes and move the tectonic plates, they can create massive tsunamis, and we've seen amazing tsunamis. There was one back in December of 1995, 2005, over 200,000 people were killed. We find this this terrible, terrible cyclone hitting Burma. We find, of course, the earthquakes in China. Are these things all accidental? Is there any way to find out about that, Bob? Whether this is government action?
Yeah, right. And see, that's the big problem. And it's also the excellent part from a person that would have control of these weapons and could designate an experiment here, an experiment there, whatever they would label it. It's hard to separate or even include to where you can't specifically say, well, I know, unless you had access, unless you had somebody. You know, your brother, your sister was sitting in there helping them someplace along the way. It's very difficult to be able to define what earthquake or what rainstorm or what tsunami or what hurricane or tornado may have been created or moved along and assisted, maybe started by nature and then expanded by the use of some of these weapons. And that also would be even easier for the electronic ray type, the microwave applications. It would be easier to come in behind a storm that's been started already and turn it into five times worse than it normally would have been. But when you would ask me about where we had gotten this extraordinary
footage,
I don't remember exactly. I was in California at the time, and I was communication contact with several people, and some, for example, Trevor Constable, who actually had experimented with, he actually was the creator and experimented relative to a variety of wave type of applications way back in the 80s, and he had contacted me. I believe the footage was originally done by one of the, like the Learning Channel, or one of the, I believe it was originally a Learning Channel project, and they had gotten in and laid down the footage. I don't know if it was aired or what, I'm not positive.
Okay, fine.
But the bottom line is that it's amazing. Anybody wants to really be shocked, you've got to get the exotic weapons of mass control. And in part two, we have that. And we have the other things like the invisible soldiers, the costumes, the uniforms they're able to put on the guys now and make them actually invisible to the sight and all of that. Tons and tons of things on there that just shock everybody. But, we were talking earlier about that the amazing the United Nations Treaty. The actual wording in the front of the treaty is that they call it a convention, and then it became a treaty, on the prohibition of military or any other hostile use of environmental modification techniques. It prohibits the use of techniques that would have widespread, long-lasting, severe effects through the deliberate manipulation of natural processes and cause such phenomena as earthquakes, tidal waves, and changes in the elements and in weather patterns. That's the actual original physical documentation, the writings on the front of the United Nations treaty.
How extensive? I mean, how many pages is the treaty? Do you recall offhand?
No, it's not a tremendously large treaty. It's not very complex. It's sort of a simplistic, a basic agreement, just saying that we promise each other, because the Russians were doing it and we were doing it, and a couple other smaller nations, and it was just kind of a let's agree not to get into it with and use this on each other. Of course, I think they're rather a waste. The original signing, and this is what's amazing, goes way, way back to 1977 or 78. And so that's how long that has been around. Now, for something that's up to date in terms of that, you know, recently, just in 2005, there was a weather modification research and technology transfer authorization act. Whew. Boy, that's a bunch of gobbledygook. And that's the title on this thing. This is a Senate and congressional bill. It was put together by Mark Udall of Colorado and Kay Bailey Hutchinson of Texas, and was put on the floor. The bottom line with this bill, which it's been kind of unclear as to whether this has been signed into law yet, because I think they're going to end up sneaking this in with some other bill, because they had some resistance to it openly on the floor, and I think we will find that they've pulled it back in and they're going to restructure it and slide it in on something else. And it could be anything, by the way, folks. They could put this into the financial structuring for school buses and slide this junk in with it. It's amazing how they'd get away with that. But my point is this. As of just a year or so ago, in 2007 and 6, this bill was still being worked on. What this is a weather control bill on the Congress floor. And what they're trying to do now, since people like myself and a couple of other folks that have been exposing this for a few years, they've decided it's time for them to make it synthetically available to the public. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, what I mean is they'll create this committee that they will give this formal title to. Theoretically, anybody that has a question about weather control or modification or any of these experiments, it'll go through this committee. Everything to do with this will have to go through the committee, and they will have total control over it, while at the same time trying to make you think that they're being very open and to the public.
Transparency. Well, Bob Fletcher, God bless. Thanks so much. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Bob Fletcher. Now, we do carry his DVD on weather modification. We do have his DVDs on these exotic weapons, of mass control. If you want to call us at 1-800-544-8927, you can order those. And we have so many of his other DVDs. He has certainly one on UFOs. Very, very good. He thinks, of course, the aliens are real. I think they're demonic, but that would be the only thing I would disagree with him at all. Excellent DVD on the assassination of President Kennedy. Material you're not going to get through regular channels. But on weather control, it's so important you understand this is not imaginary or real. It is very real. We also carry a Jerry Smith's book on weather warfare. And it's got over 30 pages of documentation. I mean, the information is out there. You're just not going to get it through regular channels. We have a four-tape set on weather modification. So we have the DVD, we have the book, we have the four-tape set. And our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 if you'd like to. You get that information, and you really need to have it. Now, of course, we talk about HAARP, and we carry Jerry Smith's book, HAARP, the Ultimate Weapon of the Conspiracy. That is HAARP. That is the ultimate weapon of the conspiracy. We have a four-tape set on HAARP, this high-altitude auroral research project that, of course, is used to modify the jet stream There's no question that they have that ability, and they've actually done this. Why? What are their purposes? It's all top secret. We can't let Osama bin Laden know what's going on. We have, of course, four tape sets on chemtrails, and chemtrails are not imaginary. They're very real. The question is, what are they doing? Some people think they're trying to alter global warming. Actually, you can create a canopy of clouds and supposedly reflect the sun to prevent global warming. I don't know what they're doing. There are lots of scientific papers out there on this, but it's all clouded in secrecy. But there's no question the chemtrails are real. The question is, what are they really up to? Well, if you'd like to, of course, get any of these items, the material on HAARP, either the book or the four-tape set, we have actually two different four-tape sets on chemtrails. And the material on weather warfare and weather modification. Our number again, 1-800-544-8927. But remember that behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces, which really, of course, want to control the affairs of mankind. They do want to create famines. They do want to create wars. They do want to create pestilence. And one of the things that Zygmunt Brzezinski talked about in that book, Between Two Ages, was the fact we're going to be able to create new chronic diseases. Well, we have all sorts of new diseases. They all came up about 1980, just 11 years after Dr. David MacArthur, testified before the House Appropriations Committee, and we have that testimony available through Radio Liberty, and he talked about how we're going to be able to create new storms and droughts and new chronic diseases. And suddenly, we have chronic fatigue syndrome, we have fibromyalgia, we have Lyme disease, we have these chronic intercellular infections. Well, we do have a great new a DVD on chronic intracellular infections by Garth Nicholson. You want to get that information. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty. for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. Radio.